Chris Isaac is here with us today, and he's got a new best of, Chris. And I got to tell you, best ofs, I look at them, I say, do I need this? Do I have all these things?
I'll tell you something, you're right.
You know, but this one...
You are so right. Can, you know something, and they wouldn't let me put the song I wanted to put on there.
And what was that?
Oh, it's something that it didn't get the radio play that I thought it should have. And because of that, they go, well, people don't know it that much. I go, people love it, man. If they hear it, they love it. Can we do a little bit of Kenny?
Yeah, here you go.
Rock-a-rockin' David Dyer. He sleeps all night and he work all day. Rock-a-rock David Dyer. Taking it easy at the World Cafe. Rock-a-rock David Dyer. Rock-a-rock David Dyer. Touch me. They said the touch me part made it kind of, they couldn't play it on the radio.
Off color.
Yeah.
No. We could play an edit, I guess.
Scared kids.
Chris, I'm honored, and you've assured yourself of airplay well into the future. wow. I'm so impressed. Thank you very much. I'm speechless. That was fantastic.
Don't take much to impress Dave.
No.
No, not really.
No. There's only been a few
like
people.
A dog. He hears his name. Huh?
I'm right there. But you did actually add some new things for us on this one. A couple things that you wrote, and you covered my favorite Cheap Trick song. And now
I like that one.
I do too. Now Only the Lonely. Where was that from? Is that did you record that newly or not?
No, that was one we did on Baja Sessions.
Oh, that's right.
I've been singing Orbison stuff since I was about. Five. I mean, I've been singing Orbison since day one. You know, we got to work with him.
He was out on tour?
We got to tour with him, and I got to write with him and go over just play guitar at Roy's house. And that was...
Wow.
I mean, yeah, it's like, that's exactly what I say. Wow. It was like, I remember going over to his house and playing guitar with Roy, sitting up in a room, and just... Because I know a million old songs, and so did he, and... Just sitting up there and singing with Roy Orbison for a couple hours, it's like you just went. When I got done, I was walking out in front of his house, and literally I jumped up in the air and went, yeah! like as soon as I got away far enough from the house where they wouldn't see me, it was like, yeah! I'm singing and playing with Roy Orbison. It was like, what a nice guy, too, in real life. Kenny, verify, will you?
Yeah, he was really nice to us. We played with him once three nights in San Francisco, and he treated us great.
Now, was he aware of your stuff? I would think he would be.
Yeah, I mean, this is before, you know, before Wicked Game was a hit. And I remember he said, let's get together and, you know, play and write and stuff. And I said, you know, I don't know if I write hits. I said, I mean, I write, but I don't know if they're hits. And he said exactly what you wanted to hear if you're, like, struggling along. He goes, I think you write hits, Chris. You just don't know it yet. Because you write hits, you just don't know it yet. And I went, you know, like you just, it was like pouring water on a cactus. You know what I mean? I was like, oh, yeah, thank you, you know.
Well, I suppose if you did it on the Baja Sessions, you could do a little version of Only the Lonely.
Only the lonely know the way I feel tonight. Only the lonely know this feeling ain't right. There goes my baby, there goes my heart, they're gone forever, so far apart. But only the lonely know why I cry. Only the lonely, only the lonely.
What'd you say, Kenny?
Only the lonely.
Chris Isaac and Kenny Dale Johnson playing live for us today, and that version of that is on the new Best of Chris Isaac disc, which also has, I guess, a video component. Now, was your first acting in videos, or had you done things like the Chet Baker film before that, or?
No, I think the first thing that they ever filmed was probably a video. I look back at it now, and it was it's funny because people see videos and they, I guess, they look very professional and they look like, you know, they give the image of like you have this big career. But I can look at the video and remember that I go, I know, I still have the guitar that I had in the first video. It was dancing, I think. And it was a $50 guitar that I bought out of the back of a van at the Alameda flea market. And I brought it home, and I didn't have any place to plug it in, so I plugged it into a, my friend had a stereo, and I'd play that electric guitar through the stereo. And that was like, you know, at the time we made that video, that's one of the, that was like what I had. And I also, Kenny was playing my drum kit, because we, I had a cool-looking white pearl-like Finnish old Slingerland drums, right, or something at the time. And we just, you know, you just kind of... When you're starting off, I remember we had one shirt that was like a real cool shirt, and everybody took a picture in the same shirt, and then we put out the picture of the band, and it looked like we had all this great matching outfit. But, you know, we all had one. That was it.
There are a couple of things about you that everybody seems to think they know about you, and I just wanted to check and make sure that they're all true. It's true that you're a surfer. You live at the beach, or you live near the beach?
I live near enough. I can see it. I can see the surf when I get up and check the surf. And, yeah, I do surf a lot, and I love surfing. It's just, you know, it's like when we're on tour and stuff, you don't get to get out in the water. But when I'm back, if I'm working, you know, back in San Francisco, it's a nice way to break up your day.
Now, where's the most interesting surf you've ever been in?
Well, I got a friend in San Francisco, Doc Reniker. And this guy, he's a doctor, but he's also a surf maniac. And he dragged me out to this place, Mavericks. I don't know if you've heard of it, but it's like really big. It'll be like, it can be 40, 50 feet out there. I mean, it gets really big. And people have died out there. And, of course, he took me out there and said, come on, we'll go surfing. I'm like, yeah, I'm a singer, you know. I'm going to drown out here.
But you lived.
I've been surfing in Alaska quite a few times too, real cold water surfing, and that explains a lot.
The high notes.
Yeah, that explains the high notes.
I figured that's where you're going. The other thing is that you were a boxer, and were you ever professionally a boxer, or how did you do that?
Well, you know, yeah, I guess. I didn't go professional. I boxed Police Athletic League, which is something that some genius thought up that program. let's take kids who are marginally and going to be in trouble and teach them how to box. Good. How about let's take troubled teens and show them knife throwing. That'd be a good one. That's your next program. I did box Police Athletic League, and I did college boxing, and I boxed for a year in Japan.
Well, tell Dave what your nickname is.
He didn't want to know what
my
nickname.
Well, you had a nickname. I mean, it's...
not everybody needs to know that.
Well, tell him.
Canvasback. It was just a nickname.
No, it's a term of endearment.
Yeah, it was a term of endearment. Yeah, okay. I wasn't that great. If I would have been great, I wouldn't have my nose broke seven times.
But luckily you got, you know, you're not doing that. You're doing something you actually have been moderately more successful at.
You know, something that's one of those things is it always gets me is like you'll see about some celebrity is boxing or something, and I always think, why? I mean, it's like once you got a job, it's like, why would you go do that? It's like a bunch of sweaty guys in a gym beating each other up. It's like if you get any kind of decent job, you know, go surfing, go play tennis, go do something easy.
Chris Isaac is our guest today, and he's got a new best of with a bunch of new things on it as well. Can you do one of the new things, King Without a Castle, maybe? Or
I'll do some of it, but then I want you to play the real one, because otherwise people are going to think this record sounds like two guys and a guitar.
You got it.
We, on the record, you know, we got a whole, it's like the Ray Conniff singers and a whole bunch of strings, right, Kenny?
Yeah.
Like a king without a castle, like a man without a home. I call your name, but there's no answer, and I'm left here on my own, wondering, where did our love go?
Does anybody know a man alone, he has no future? A man alone, he has no friend. There was a time I thought I'd found her, the one to love me till the end. Now I'm wondering, 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 where did our love go? Does anybody know? With a heart condemned to roam, I keep searching till I find you, till I do I'll be alone. Just wandering, 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 where did our love go? Does anybody
go from the stripped-down version to the brand-new version on the new best of from Chris Isaac. Chris and Kenny Dale Johnson are talking with us today on the cafe, and we're talking about the new release, the new songs, the old songs, the life, the times of Chris Isaac here on the World Cafe. Chris, one of the things you've been doing lately, and I'm just curious as when the last time you went over there was, you've been spending time both in Iraq and in Afghanistan, playing for the troops, and what that has got to be a high point, a life high point, I would think, in some ways.
It's one of the, it's a weird thing. It's like one of the things you go, yeah, it's not fun. It's this is a weird word that I never use. Rewarding, or is that, you know what I mean? That's
fulfilling.
Kind of thing, fulfilling or something. You know, it's like, but you don't feel like. And we've been to Afghanistan, been to Iraq, and been to some places that they said don't mention, but because we're not supposed to be there, I guess. But but the reality of it is, I can't wait not to go. I can't wait for all those guys to, you know, be back in Chicago and Philly and San Francisco and wherever the hell they're. You know, it's like they want to be home, and I want them to be home. We also play a bunch at Walter Reed, the military hospital in Bethesda. And man, that'll wake you up. Mm. If you thought it was easy or if it was without a price, you know what I mean. It was like, it's really tough to go in there and see people. And people are shot up, and people are hurt bad, you know. And but we go over and play, and you try to keep it when you go there. You try to keep it upbeat and light and stuff, but it's just tough, you know. You see guys that are the coolest men and women that you're ever going to meet. They're like,
absolutely,
like, I don't know what to expect, and I have to say I walked away from it going, God, what nice people. I mean, just really nice, decent people, and, you know, you walk away going, you just, how do you, it's just hard to, you know, it's hard to ask anybody to give that much, and they do so willingly, you know what I mean?
Now,
you talk to a guy, and he's lost a leg or an arm or both. And you say, how you doing? He goes, I just hope I can get it, you know, back together. Maybe I can go back. I hate my guys. He's talking about the guys he left behind that are back there, and they always want to go back, and
yeah,
they're ready.
Camaraderie.
They're ready to go back in a second.
Wow. Now, when you go over there, do you end up...
Like Kenny would leave me in a... right?
A second.
Kenny, my shoelace is untied. That's it. We got to put you down, Chris.
Now, do you go over and, like, you know, my only reference is, like, those Vietnam movies where you see the bunnies and the entertainers all together.
Yeah.
Do you go over with other entertainers, other people, or how's
I've
that
done
work?
It. I've done it different ways. I mean, I've gone over where there was literally, yeah, I've gone over with the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders, and other times a lot of the stuff I've done has just been me and a guitar. Or, you know, Kenny and I and a guitar and just... I mean, Dwight Yoakam and I went someplace and we played and I was, you know, tuning Dwight's guitar backstage and he was tuning mine and we were like, you know, we go out and I played rhythm guitar for Dwight and he played rhythm for me. It was like, you know, it was kind of very, it's very funky. It's not like you go over there and they don't have a huge budget and they don't have a bunch of stuff for musicians. It's like, you need a stage, stand on this box, you know.
Well, that sounds well. As you say, hopefully you won't have to do too many more of those tours. But that's
yeah. As, you know, I'd rather be. I'm hoping that they will see him in San Diego. You know,
right.
Chris Isaac, our guest today on the World Cafe, along with Kenny Dale. Now, what would you guys pick something you'd really like to do from this album? Do live for us.
You want to do dancing or?
Whatever you want to do.
Baby, the bad, bad thing. Baby, the bad, bad thing.
And just picture Nicole Kidman kind of naked. Ready?
Got it.
You ever loved someone so much you thought your little heart was going to break in two? I didn't think so. You ever tried with all your heart and soul to get your lover back to you? Yeah, you say so. You ever pray with all your heart and soul and then you want to walk away? Yeah, yeah. Baby, the bad, bad thing. Baby, the bad, bad thing. Baby, the bad, bad thing. And I feel like crying. Feel like crying. Feel like crying. Ooh, feel like crying. Feel like crying. Maybe the bad, bad thing. All right, all you kids listening. Get up and walk down to Mama's room when Mama's sleeping. Get Mama's purse and take out her money. Mama don't have to take her pills every day. She got a little money to spare. Take that money and send it to Chris Isaac. Cause he needs it most. Baby, the bad, bad thing.
Think we'll get any money, Kenny?
I don't know.
It's worth a shot, wasn't it?
Yeah, why not?
You didn't give a web address, but that's okay. That's okay.
Send it to BR549.
Chris Isaac, Kenny Dale Johnson are with us today on the cafe. And as we mentioned, they have a new best of disc, which is encompassing the first years. Now, you mentioned dancing, which was the first thing I'd heard. I guess it was on, that went all the way back to Silvertone, I think. And what
song written completely naked?
You're kidding.
No, it was. I remember. Sometimes you remember when you write a song. And I wrote that song. I was in the shower, and I turn on the shower and I just let it go on until the water runs out, and I'm singing. You know, because everybody sings better in the shower. And
known fact.
Yeah, known fact. Yeah. It's scientifically proven. And I was in the shower and just singing and sitting at the bottom of the shower and slapping on my legs singing. Keep on dancing, dancing. Nothing left to say, nothing left to do. Find myself alone, thinking just of you. You got me dancing, dancing. And then the hot water ran out, and it was like, why don't you help me?
And now, was Silvertone together at the time you got signed, or was the band formed as you made
it's
the
still record? Not very together.
Yeah. I got to kid you.
I had the first record. Let me see. We actually got the whole band. I did the first record. I think, Kenny, you were on some of that. And then Rolly came in after the first record. So it's been about 20 years.
Mm.
So Rolly's right. Like a new guy.
Well, 20 years, you're allowed to put out a best of. That's good. I'm glad you didn't do it after after Wicked Game broke. I mean,
hell, I wanted to do it. I wanted my first album to be a Christmas album. They talked me out of it.
Everybody likes Christmas music. Come on.
But you got to do it.
We finally got to do a Christmas album last year, and somebody said to me, you know, do you think you'd be interested in doing a Christmas album? I go, I got Christmas songs ready. I'm ready.
Chris Isaac is our guest. Chris, can you do Somebody's Crying?
Here we go. I know somebody and they cry for you. They lie awake at night and dream of you. I bet you never even know they do, but somebody's crying. I know somebody and they call your name a million times and still you never came. They go on loving you just the same. I know that somebody's trying. So please return the love you took from me. Or please just let me know if it can't be me. I know when somebody's crying. I know when somebody's crying. Whoa. Whoa. I know when somebody's crying. I know when somebody's crying. Give me a sign if you don't love me too. If you don't want me like I want you. But if you cry at night the way I do, I'll know that somebody's lying. So please return the love you took from me. Or please if it can't be me. I know when somebody's crying. I know when somebody's crying.
Somebody's crying. Don't tell me you wrote that in the shower as well.
That's a weird, you know, that was a weird story, actually, how I wrote that one. I do remember how I wrote it. I had broke up with somebody, and I went, my friend called me and said, come to this party. And Jillian called me. My pal Jillian. She says, come to this party. A bunch of people there. You got to get out of the house. You're never going out and doing anything. You're just sitting around moping. So I went to the party and saw all these people, and I felt worse than ever seeing a bunch of people partying. It made me feel worse. And she had a big closet in this house in San Francisco, and had all the coats were in there. And I went in the closet and shut the door. And it was like a big 6x5 room or something, but it had all these coats piled up. And in the back, there was a guitar stuck in the corner. And I sat down behind the coats and started playing the guitar, and I wrote Somebody's Crying in there.
Wow. So it's the enclosed spaces, though. That's almost like a shower. Well, thank you for playing live for us, as always. And you're guaranteed airplay on the David Dye song. Absolutely.
So, good.
So
heavy rotation.
It's tough to have to do that for every interview, but we appreciate it. Chris Isaac, our guest, and we'll be back in a moment here on the World Cafe.